Hello, hello, my darlings, and welcome back to This is Maria. Today, I am doing predictions for 2024. How fun. And thank you all so much for tuning in. A couple of housekeeping items before we dive into the energies for next year. The first one is I wholeheartedly invite you to check out my healing circles. That is a new healing modality and a group event that I do through Zoom, essentially. It's a live event. And I usually select a topic that needs to be healed in the collective or an activation, a spiritual activation. So the up and coming healing circle is going to be on activating your etheric wings and activating your energy body. And that is going to happen in January. And then the one in early February after that is all about activating your truth and healing your throat, center your throat chakra. If you're curious about these, please check out my website. This is maria.com, Maria with a Y, M-A-R-I-Y-A. And you should go to the tab called Live Events. By the way, there is also a replay of the first workshop that I did available in there through the shop section. And that was all about healing the witch wound. So if you missed that, please know that you can always get the replay. And secondarily, my book is out, my new book, my second book is out. It's called The Rose Codes, Book of Initiations. It's all about the divine feminine, about integrating your feminine energies, about the divine mother. If you are aligned or attracted to, you know, the Magdalens and, you know, Mother Mary and their teachings, and just really, really curious about the transition that is going on around the planet, I think you may enjoy the book. It's available on Amazon. All right, my darlings, 2024, big year. Big energies coming through. I hope you're ready. I have done predictions before. This video is going to be a little bit different. We're going to dive into, well, first the big picture, because I can't really talk to you about the energies of 2024 without us going into a little bit of the bigger picture. And the times that we live in, frankly, the times that, we find ourselves in. And so we're going to talk about the bigger picture. We're going to talk about what's up and coming, not just for the next year, but we're going to look ahead. And then as far as the next year, I'm just going to walk you through the main energies, the main themes of the year. And then we're also going to dive a little bit deeper into specifically what you should expect from different areas of your life, what you should expect from your career, your finances, your health, your relationships and family life, and just spirituality, right? So we're going to dive into all of those big movements and big energies. And then we'll probably also get into some main themes and like highlights of the year, if you will, the highlights and the lowlights, the blessings and the curses of the year. So it's almost going to be like a monthly energy update that I do, only so much bigger and better, because we're looking at a longer period of time. Okay, 2024 is going to be a year packed with the happening. It's going to be a rich year in terms of events. It's going to be a big year. A lot of you are looking back. A lot of you are going to think back to 2024 as a meaningful year in your life. It's not going to be a run-of-the-mill year for a lot of you. It's going to be a year that leaves a mark in your life. So mark my words, it's going to be a special year. Is it going to be equally special for everybody? No, because there is a lot of variation around what you're going to be going through. And that is dependent on a variety of factors, specifically around how well your feminine energies are integrated. Because next year is going to be the year of the mother. The numerology of the divine mother is what I mean. The numerology of 2024 is an 8. If you have been following me for some time, you know that there are essentially three main energies in numerology. There's the numbers that are divine masculine or masculine energies. There are the numbers that are divine feminine. And then there are the numbers that are alchemical, as I refer to them, or both masculine and feminine. So 8 is the epitome. It's the pinnacle of feminine energies within numerology, meaning the feminine side of you internally, as well as the feminine side of humanity, is going to go through an upgrade, right? So collectively, our feminine energies are starting to come to the forefront, but not in their reduced state, but in the state of their it's in a heightened state. It's in a state where they are fully flourishing, where they want to be seen and heard and present, where they have arrived. That's an eight. And eight is also an infinity symbol. So you are going to be faced with your own cycles, right? The cycles of your life. It's like you are following your own path of an eight. And an eight obviously is a continuum. It's a never-ending shape. And so you're going to be faced with the type of rebirth that also feels like a continuation of everything that you have been through. And it's going to feel like a rebirth that is also thanks to, it's like an upgrade of a rebirth, if that makes sense. So if we take everything that you have been through and everything that you have amounted to throughout your life and put that into the same pot of energies and then stir the pot, this year is going to be a culmination of a lot of those efforts, a lot of the things that happened for you in the background and you didn't even know. And I'll explain exactly why. But before we dive into specifically the year of 2024, what I wanted to give you is a bigger picture overview of the moment in time that you guys find yourself in on planet Earth. Now, there's been a lot of talk in the spiritual community around the switch from 3D to 5D, from the old Earth to the new Earth, from the masculinity to femininity. There's been a lot of talk. We also happen to be living in the time of prophecy. There are a lot of prophecies from the times of Nostradamus and, you know, even before Nostradamus, about this time that you find yourself in. Not specifically this year or next year, but the times that are happening right now. I've also been getting questions around the specific timing and timeline of the switching from the old Earth to the new Earth. And I haven't answered until now. So in this video, you're going to get a lot of your critical questions answered. And hopefully this video is going to serve as the basis and the foundation for some of your expanded understanding of where you find yourself in terms of the timeline, how long this transition is going to take, and what it is it all about. So the first thing to understand about the transition that planet Earth is now on is there are multiple things that are happening all at once. It's like a convergence, right? It's almost like when the roads and pathways and timelines all meet at one intersection point. That is where the Earth finds itself right now. So it's not one transition that is happening. It's many things that are converging in this one point. The first thing is planet Earth is obviously switching dimensions, which is what everybody's talking about in the spiritual community. Secondarily, planet Earth is starting to switch its polarity in terms of its expression. Now, Gaia has had a feminine spirit inhabiting it from day one. It's going to have a feminine spirit inhabiting it until essentially the planet is going to be dissolved. It doesn't mean that that feminine spirit is exploring its energies equally throughout the arc of the life, if you will, of planet Earth. So planet Earth is moving from experiencing her masculinity into a large phase where she's going to be experiencing her femininity. So the two things that are happening at the same time is we're switching dimensions from 3D to 5D, and we're switching polarities from masculine to feminine. Other things are happening as well. There's a lot of dismantling. There are a lot of karmic releases. There are a lot of timelines that are being collapsed, old timelines. There's like a grand cleanup, ironically, of this sector of the matrix as well that's happening all at the same time. Now, of course, the matrix is bigger than planet Earth. It's bigger than our galaxy. It's bigger than even our universe. Now, that being said, the sector of the matrix that is the Milky Way is undergoing a large process of maintenance right now. So all throughout the Milky Way, a lot of outlived timelines are being erased right now to free up space for newer timelines. That has been happening for some time. The pace, though, of this is increasing as we speak, and it's going to keep increasing. So what that means is things like the Mandela effect, things like glitches in the matrix, quote unquote, things like history that we're being told not being matched up to the past, and even the histories that humanity, like can find proof of don't match up. It's almost like the conspiracy theories no longer agree. Why is that happening? It's because when the matrix is undergoing maintenance to this degree, when the timelines are being collapsed, the first thing before essentially that happens is multiple timelines are being glued together, and then they get collapsed as a group. And when things get glued together, it starts getting messy. All the stories, all the timelines, it's kind of like all the storylines get mixed up. It's like almost like imagine that all of your characters, all of the characters of your favorite stories all of a sudden ended up in the same story. Like your favorite characters from Harry Potter, from Lord of the Rings, and then from, I don't know, Beauty and the Beast and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs all got clustered together into the same world. And then like mix in Game of Thrones in there, and then mix in, some other movie that is like a cartoon, for instance, like Shrek. Okay, put them all into the same timeline and then try to find like where stuff ends and where stuff begins. That's where the possibilities for confusion are endless. That is the times that we find ourselves in. Now, fret not. Let's start understanding on a deeper level what else is happening. So the transition between 5D and 3D, the transition between polarities, and by the way, if you guys remember, another transition that is happening right now is the solar transition. So our local sun, the sun of the solar system, is currently in transition as well from a masculine forward consciousness to a feminine forward consciousness. So a lot of the things are shifting gears, and not just for planet Earth, but even for the Milky Way. The Milky Way is also flipping polarities, by the way, and changing how it experiences itself as a consciousness, as a collective consciousness. So there's this entire, like, huge, big, massive soup of happening. And what you need to understand is this. When a transition of this magnitude happens, there is always a big period of preparation. That period of preparation is usually extremely tumultuous, and it usually involves a lot of the cleansing of the karma. So the entire 20th century was the preparatory ground, the stirring of the pot, if you will. A lot of the things had to be dealt with in the 20th century to pave the way for this transition. That is why the 20th century was extremely bloody. That is why the 20th century had things like two world wars. That's why it had an atomic bomb explosion. That's why it had multiple pandemics, like the influenza. That's why it had a revolution, or like multiple revolutions, actually. And so many other things, right? You had your industrial revolution, and you had your, the communist revolution was right there. So it was a very, very rich, in terms of events, century. And not for nothing. It's like, when the plane is about to take off, it needs that time to gather momentum before it can really rise, right? And it needs space, right? So the 20th century was that space, that room for the planetary energies to be prepared for the great transition. A lot of karma was released in the 20th century. A lot of people died in the process of releasing the karma, right? It was a lot of me versus them, and that was the premise of the war. It was a lot of, segregation, in the sense that there was a lot of liberation movements, right? Like the slavery abolition and, you know, the fighting for the rights of certain groups of people. I'll call them minorities, right? A lot of it happened in the United States, the fighting for the rights of women as well, right? And women getting a chance to vote, and all of these things happening. And then, of course, there was the letting go of certain fears for humanity and the conquering of the immediate cosmos, right? So there was a lot of this happening where, you know, people had to, as a group, like as a collective group, as a collective consciousness, humanity had to release a lot of karmic knots. Now, unfortunately, new karma was also created in the 20th century, but that's like a whole other story. So what was this in preparation for? It was in preparation for the actual transition. The transition from 3D to 5D is not an overnight affair. It was always meant to take time. It was always supposed to be stretched out in space, so to say, and time, so that it could be perceived as most organic, and so as to not create too much of a commotion here on the ground, if that makes sense. And so it was decided that it was going to play out as a continuous cycle. And it was decided that the number for this transition is going to be 12. So a lot of the things that have to do with this transition have something to do with 12. Now, 12 in numerology and in, call it from the cosmic perspective, is a number of fullness. It's one of the numbers of fullness because it has both the masculine one and the feminine two. It is one of the numbers of the closing and the opening of cycles. It's a number of completion. It's a number of fullness. It's a number of everything, right? There are, 12 comes up all the time, right? For you, even in your world. I don't know, the 12 disciples of Jesus, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 years of the Chinese zodiac. Like, a lot of these things are coming up. 12, 12 out, like even on your clocks, right? Like there's like 12 numbers. I'm talking, I guess, both electronic, but really the mechanical clock or watches. So there are a lot of things that come in 12s, in dozens. And it's not a coincidence, right? Because a lot of things in creation, once the 12 of something gathers, it's considered to be the fullness of energy. And it's the completion of the cycle or the completion of the circle. And so it was decided by the higher powers that we're planning this transition for Gaia, that the transition from 3D to 5D was going to happen in 12 increments of 12 years. So if you multiply 12 by 12, that's 144. So the entire transition, at least phase one, right, the major part, the more painful part, shall we say, was planned and is meant to happen in 144 years. You may be asking, or you may be wondering, so when did it begin? Because depending on who you ask, some people would tell you that it started in the 1960s, right, when the Age of Aquarius talk, and the hippies movement and everything, like, there was like an entire resurgence of people there, and a lot of star seeds came, and arguably it was the first wave of volunteers. So like, did it really start in the 1960s? The answer is no. That was still prep work. The official transition started in the year 2000. That was the official transition, the beginning. That was like point zero, year 2000. Why year 2000? Again, divine numerology. In numerology, for those of you that need a refresher, there are four numbers that symbolize femininity. The first one is zero. The number zero is the number of chaos. It's the number of the void. It's the number of the energy, the primordial energy of the mother or the feminine, of which everything came from, right? So it's essentially the great nothing and the great everything is the number of zero. Then you have number two, five, and eight that are considered different facets of feminine energies in the universe, not just on planet Earth, within the universe and the entire set, like the entire creation of the matrix. These numerals are associated with femininity. Year 2000 had four digits. It had two and three zeros. So that was essentially, well, two, like if there's one number that symbolizes femininity, would be number two, because in the binary code of ones and twos, two, would represent the feminine energies. And so essentially, the year 2000 was when the era of the maiden, or the age of the maiden, or the mother, or the crone, however you want to think about it, the age of femininity began here on planet Earth. That is when the transition was kicked off. That was the point zero. That was when the first 12 years began. How does this transition take place, and what's happening? Essentially, every 12 years, there is a new portal or a new gate of light that is targeted to open. Every time a new gate of light opens up, it's like humanity and planet Earth is getting an upgrade. It's like new energies are coming through. It's almost like a trigger point that jumpstarts a whole new cycle of transition. It's like the floodgates open. And a whole new level is open and jump starts and begins. The first floodgates, the first portal of light, the first archway of light, if you will, the first gateway opened in year 2012. the year when the Mayan calendar ended. A lot of people thought that it was the beginning of the apocalypse. Really, what it was the end of the world, because from the opening of the first gates of light, the transition is so underway that quite literally nothing can stop it. It's like, it's here, it's arrived. And so that's why the Mayan calendar ends, because it's really the ending of an era, the beginning of another. The ending of the era of the Divine Father, the beginning of the era of the Divine Maiden or the Divine Mother. The first floodgates opened in 2012. A lot of people started waking up post-2012, massive amounts of people. Why? It's because once the first floodgates opened, certain codes came through the floodgates. It's like a portal, like an open and functioning portal. And the codes that had to come through came through. Who are the codes meant to activate? Remember how I told you in the span of 144 years, we're essentially going to get all the 12 gates to open? They open every 12 years. So they open in year 2012 was the first one. Year 2024 is the second gate, right? And that's what we're going to talk about in this video. Year 2036 is the third gate. And then essentially you add 12 years at a time, and eventually you're going to get to year 2144, which is when all the 12 gates are going to be opened. And this massive chunk of transition is going to be considered complete. All the energies of the mother that need to be anchored are going to be anchored on Mother Gaia, on planet Earth. And we're going to move to another phase. But by then, right, the official, most, shall we say, painful, most intense part of the transition is going to be done and over. Now, some of you may also be aware of this number, and usually it is referenced to in the relation to star seeds and all of the souls that are coming here, descending into the face of the planet Earth to help with the transition. And usually the number that is being quoted is 144,000 souls that came. It's not just 144,000 souls. It's just 144,000 souls have a specific soul contract with the Divine Mother to help anchor her energies here on planet Earth. They are not arriving all at the same time. They are arriving in 12 tranches, or rather they're going to be activated in 12 tranches. Why 12 tranches? Because there are 12 gates. And it's almost like your troops are divided into 12 equal parts, and they're kind of like walking through the gate at the predetermined timing, so as to activate humanity in waves. So there are 12 waves, actually, for the entire process. 12 waves of 12,000 souls, 12,000 star seeds. So the first 12,000 have already been activated during the first, during the period between 2012 and 2024. So it's like literally pretty much right now is the finishing touches. The second tranche is going to be between year 2024 and year 2036, right? The next 12 years. What is so special about these people? These people are the first dominoes. These are the people that jumpstart the network of light. They are the ones that are meant to achieve a certain level of consciousness that is so high that it was literally unachievable en masse on planet Earth. Enlightenment was the domain of the very few. That is no longer going to be the case. So 12,000 have already achieved heightened levels of awareness, shall we say it. And as they, you know, these activated souls go through their further journey of awakening, their levels, their vibrations only going to keep rising because they're also activating each other. But because they're like spokes on the wheel, you know, they're little hubs of light. And from, you know, each one of these people, every which beings, starseed, is going to activate another 12,000 humans, if that makes sense. So there's a lot of 12s. Now, if I lost you, I apologize. I just think that this is like really fascinating context. Here's the deal. If you look at the numerology of the years, right? And I promise you, this is like the last lofty thing we're gonna talk about. And then we're going to move straight to 2024. If you look at the numerology of all of these years that are activating years, the years that open the gates, such as 2012 and 2024 and 2036 and 2048 and then 2060, and if you do, and so on, right, until 2144, which is when this whole ordeal is over. What you will notice is if you start running the numerology of all of these years, right, adding up all of the numbers that make up the number of the year, you're only going to get divine feminine numbers. 2012 is a 5, 2024 is an 8, the next one is a 2, and then again we move through 582, which is the code, one of the feminine codes, right? Because essentially all of the feminine numbers are going to have to be activated because feminine numbers are feminine energies. So each of the feminine energy, active feminine energy, 2, 5, and 8, is going to be anchored 4 times until the end of this ordeal. Why 4 times? 4 is the number of stability and setting the foundations. Once you anchor something 4 times, you are done. It's anchored like forever. That is why each of these numbers is going to have to be activated 4 times, a cycle of 12. 3 numbers, each one activated 4 times equals 12. And that is when we get to year 2024. It is going to be a special year, you guys. It's the beginning of the next 12-year cycle of activations. It jumpstarts a whole new trajectory because the number of this 12-year cycle is 8. So the next 12 years, not just the next year, is going to be under the guise or under the tutelage of the Divine Mother. Does it mean that it's going to be love and light and nobody's ever going to suffer? It does not, because we're still in the transitional period. It's not 5D Earth yet. It's a transitional period. It's meant to not always be easy. And so energetically, when I look at the year 2024, it actually feels like a birth. It feels like the cracking of the shell and something like the new you is going to be birthed out of that shell, almost like the hatching. I would call the year 2024 the hatching, especially for the people who are on the spiritual path, which is probably 99.99% of who's even listening to my podcast. Enough of you are going to find, and some of it is going to be obvious. It's like hindsight is 2020. You may not know it in the moment, but if you analyze down the road what happened in 2024, you're going to feel like it's the year of the hatching. What does it mean, the year of the hatching? That means that the true you is going to come out and face the light. The true you is going to be birthed. The true you, the most authentic version of you, is going to come out of the hiding. And what may hatch out of the shell may not be what you expect. You think you know yourself in year 2023. You would be surprised what might come through, open up, and show itself to you about yourself in year 2024. Because this is one of the years where the veil is going to fall, where your illusions, your personal illusions, are going to start falling, but societal illusions too, right? Because the old one needs to fall away to make room for the new. And this hatching is extremely important. The hatching of year 2024, it is a rite of passage, because the energies that you need for the next 12 years are going to incubate and are going to come out in year 2024. So pay attention to what is being birthed in you next year. Pay attention to what new facets of you are coming through. Pay attention to your calling, the gentle nudges of your soul, the intuitive hits, your dreams, the messages from the universe, the synchronicities, the people that you quote unquote randomly meet, all of the things that are surprising and unexpected that is kind of hitting you out of the left field. Because all of this is going to be a dead giveaway and a sign for what you're meant to do and what you're meant to be. A lot of people next year are going to have a revelation about their mission in life, about their purpose in life, with crystal clarity. It's like you have been in the weeds for the past 12 years, potentially looking for it. And there has not been a lot of clarity for a lot of you. And there has not been a lot of very open communication from spirit that you could understand and dissect. And all of a sudden that clarity descends. But you know why the clarity descends? It's like when the student is ready, the teacher appears. In the same way here, because you are going to start coming out of the shell as the true you. And the true you that has reemerged without the excess, like outlived programming and, you know, like after the shedding, if that makes sense, right? The phoenix inside of you that is rising, because it is the purest form of you, untarnished by some of the karma that you had to shed and release. all of a sudden, this new version of you is more high vibrating. And because of that, it can start downloading information that was not available to you prior, that was out of reach. All of a sudden, these insights are within reach. And so, yeah, in some ways, next year is going to be the year of spirituality for a lot of you. Because your level of communication with spirit, the clarity of guidance, the amount of spirit guides are going to work with you, and how grounded and sure you're going to feel of your path is going to be at an all-time high. And because of that, a whole lot of people are going to get a whole lot of callings to serve, to be out there, to be seen, to teach, to show up, to step up, to be with the people, to be with our communities, to find kindred spirits, to create soul tribes, to come back into their spiritual families, to pursue their spiritual calling. Because of that, 2024 is also going to be the year of endings for a lot of you, or the windings, or the winding downs. It's like you may have been engaged in a particular line of work or a career for many years. For some of you, it may have been even the full 12-year cycle from 2012 or close to 2012, like 2014, 2013. You may have started something. And it felt like that was a calling, or that was like very aligned for you at the time. You will notice that year 2024, and especially year 2025, is the winding down of the cycles of the old new, the old you, and the full force bringing the new you. But it's like your new you, the new you, has already hatched. But some things still need to run their full course. But it's like the new direction is really starting to pull you in into a certain trajectory and things that you are being surprised by. And the last thing that you should be doing is resist the call, because the call is going to be irresistible. The call of the year of the eight is extremely hard to resist, because the year of the eight, the year of the mother, is very loud. You know why? Because the mother can speak in straight into your heart, straight into your soul. And like through your feelings and sensations. She already lives inside of you through all that you are. And because of that, you cannot escape her, or you can no more escape her than you can escape yourself, which is not much at all. And so the call of the mother, while quiet, is going to be the loudest call that you may hear. And the last thing that you should do is resist. Because the mother is going to come front and center next year and ask each of you, each and every one of you, for something. Ask for a commitment, or to step up to the occasion, or to make shifts, to make changes in your life. And your answer may be no, or your answer may be yes. But if your answer is no, and that is your true calling, and you resist it, A, it's going to keep persisting. It's not going anywhere. B, next time she calls, it's going to be through a lot more trials and tribulations. So do yourself a favor and really heed the call. Year 2024 is also the year of the dragon in Chinese mythology. Not mythology, sorry, the zodiac. Dragon, and the dragon tribe, is a matriarchy. And this particular dragon is the female matriarch dragon that is coming back. That is the energy of the female matriarch dragon. And the dragon, again, is very connected to this concept of hatching something and the egg. And by the way, our matrix has the shape of an egg. And this particular dragon that is coming this next year is almost as a symbol. It's a female dragon that is hatching the new world. Make no mistake. And each one of you is going to be required to hatch an egg, right? Or to create an egg, to nurture an egg of the rest of your life. So each of you is going to be faced with a very important existential question of, what am I committed to creating for myself? What am I committed to birthing for myself and others, right? What is it that I truly want? What is it that I want to see in the world more than anything? And so energetically, next year is going to be pretty intense, because it's going to be both very active and very passive to the utmost degree. And what I mean by that is, it's a year of a lot of receptivity. It's going to be a year of big insights for you personally and society at large. But it's also going to be a year where you're being called to be in sacred action, because the energy of the eighth, it's a very dynamic energy. It moves. It doesn't sit around. It like keeps cycling through one loop of the eight and the other loop of the eight. It is a very active energy. So you are being called to be active next year. So the eight is not a passive energy of the mother. It's the energy of the creatrix. It's the energy of the monarch. It's the energy of the queen. And that refers to whatever gender you identify as. Your feminine inside is going to be called to step up to the occasion, finally take its rightful place right next to the masculine. It's no longer going to be second rate for you, right? That means for some of you, special abilities are going to start opening up. That means your intuition is going to be at an all-time high. It means for a lot of you, your third eyes are going to start opening up. Your clairaudience, your clairvoyance, your clairsentience, all of the clairs. Your dreams are going to start to become prophetic. You're going to notice that you just know certain things, or you can foresee certain things. And a whole lot of you are going to start opening up your healing ability, your natural ability, energetic ability to heal yourself and others, because you're being asked to start stepping into conscious community in the year 2024, because that is the beginning of the cycle of conscious community. Mark my words, the next 12 years are the years of conscious communities. Now, two things are going to happen in parallel in the world in the next 12 years. And it's going to, and that's going to keep happening. It's just like the newer trend. But you're going to start seeing like an extreme proliferation of smart cities, right? Smart cities are essentially the same thing as AI, artificial intelligence run cities. It's what it is, right? So AI is going to become stronger in the cities. And then to balance out that energy, because the cities, like energetically, they're getting taller. Taller cities is not necessarily good, because taller cities, taller buildings, are the buildings that are removed from the earth. So it's a lot of ungrounded people that are quote unquote managed by 5D towers for now, and then more sophisticated technology down the road, as well as artificial intelligence. There are facets to artificial intelligence. This particular one is a little bit less organic, right? So more, shall we say, robotic, right, in terms of personality and intentions. And then to balance it out, what you're going to start seeing is a massive movement for conscious community, massive movement for ritual, massive movement for, it's almost like, let's bring the power of the ancestors. Let's bring the power of the cosmos, all of our lineages, not just Gaia lineages, not just earthly lineages. Let's bring in cosmic lineages, lineages from all of these star seeds are going to start leaning into their home energies, energies of their home worlds, and bringing those through ritual, through activation, through meditation, through prayer, through chanting, all of it. And so more and more people gather through conscious, into conscious communities, through retreats. Retreats are going to be at an all-time high. Like, it's going to start becoming a thing. Like, instead of going on vacation, a lot of people are going to start going on retreats. Like en masse. It's like, it's going to be cool, quote unquote. And then true conscious communities are going to start being built. Like a lot of development of the grid is going to start happening. The return back to the Gaia. The return back to natural nature cycles, no pun intended. Organic nature cycles. And going back to the land and growing your own crops. And the opposite of genetically modified foods. Going back to the true taste of food, of how things used to be, right? And you're going to have both of these things, the smart cities and the conscious communities, happen in parallel. Smart cities are leading to the atrophy of the heart space, or the atrophying of the heart space. In fact, smart cities are going to hold people at the assemblage point of their solar plexus. That is the point of the smart cities. Irrespective of, like, you don't need to know whether that's a conspiracy theory or not. It is just how things are. Let's call it a great cosmic plan. Why? so that more people looking at smart cities can decide for themselves if that is the level of vibration that they choose, or if they would like to move into the heart space. And if they would like to move into the heart space, the only answer is going to be out of the smart cities and into the conscious community. Unless you're serving, unless you're one of those souls that came here specifically to serve the people inside of smart cities. And that is going to be pretty much the only exception. Serve the people or serve the earthly grid, right? Like, there are grid workers as well and like guardians of the place. Those are the only alive people, so to say, that are going to stay in smart cities. And now I know it sounds like a little bit maybe perhaps morbid, but you know, as the smart city concept progresses, you're going to know exactly what I mean. Like, there's going to be very little life left there. There's going to be very little individual thinking left there. It's going to be extremely tech and techy, right? A very different vibration compared to communities, conscious communities and nature and ritual and all of that stuff. By the way, people that are going in ritual, it doesn't mean that, like, some of you are starting to imagine going back to like the Stone Age or something. Like, no, that's not how it's going to be. It's still going to be savvy. It's just, and it's gonna have technology. It's just technology is not going to be operating in the same way in conscious communities as it is in smart cities. It's going to be less centralized. It's going to be, more decentralized, actually, more organic, right? Less hierarchical. Whereas with the smart cities, it's extremely hierarchical, right? And so how it's going to feel and how it's going to serve humanity is going to be very, very different. Okay, it's very hard to almost look at 2024 without looking at what is it setting the groundwork for and what's going to happen, because it's almost like it's the first wind of change that you're going to see the whiff off and feel the whiff off for the next 12 years. So what is happening? A lot of scientific innovation actually happening specifically in two fields, three fields, fertility and reproduction, like the reproductive, not just the reproductive system, but the process of how babies are created, how babies are grown. So artificial wombs are coming, you know, really sophisticated stuff. That's one. Two, very sophisticated technology and scientific advancement around longevity and prolonging, like youth, you know, like get essentially looking younger, feeling younger, staying younger longer and living longer. So a lot of scientific innovation there. And then a lot in the agriculture and food space. A lot of innovation. Some good, some bad, some in between, right? A lot of people trying to increase yields. Some really crazy hybrids coming through the pike. The foods that are going to grow on, you know, in nature and technically be plants, but they're so engineered to death that in fact they don't carry the vibration of life anymore. And at the same time, on the flip side, you're going to have people in conscious communities that are reviving the original seeds, that are reviving the tastes, how they used to be prior to a lot of this modification. And it's almost like death versus life and food. So there's like a little bit of that starting. So that's in terms of scientific innovation. A lot more people are going to start coming into communities, and you're going to find yourself also thirsty for the communities of like-minded people. Whether those are digital communities or in person, you're going to really feel called to start finding your tribe or your tribes. It's going to be like an obsession almost. New social networks coming, a big conscious social network coming, not in 24, but the seeds are already planted. So people gathering around who they are, and not just their, you know, geographic location and other factors. So like people really looking for kindred spirits and feeling like they may not find those kindred spirits in their immediate vicinity, right? So that thirst and call for connection, humanity-wide, like just planetary-wide, that's in 2024. Finding family, not by birth, but by like spirit and emanation, right? That's why a lot of people are going to be called to almost like rethink how they think about lineages and who is their true family. A lot of people are going to be called to clean their lineages, to clean up the karma. a lot more people are going to choose to go child-free because a lot of lineages are choosing proactively to no longer procreate because planet Earth is gathering the energies to birth an entire new sets of lineages that are solar, that are just a different version of a human, a much more evolved human. And planet Earth has given a call for volunteers to lineages. And certain lineages chose to take the call. And as a part of the call, the lineage is going to have to die out and not procreate. And there you have it. A lot of people with fertility issues, a lot of people who are child-free, and a lot of the people who are part of the new movement around non-binary. It's part of the same trend. If you're non-binary, people who are non-binary are going to have fewer children, if at all, because that, you know, that it just becomes less of a priority. And, you know, self-expression and identity of self becomes a lot more front and center. And if you looked at the precursor to this and what's happening in the background, is most likely because they chose to, and they heard at soul level, the call of Gaia to end certain lineages. And it may be your sacred duty to do so, as horrible as it sounds, because new lineages are going to come in their place. And new, like, planet Earth wants new lineages. She wants new people, conscious people that are aware and mindful of the environment, that are aware and mindful of the life around them, that are not going to murder animals, etc., right? That are not going to cut out trees for toilet paper, etc. You know, anyway, looking into the future and dissecting more of the energies of the 2024, let's look at the different areas of your life for 2024 and see what's coming through the pike. The biggest shifts are going to happen. A lot of shifts are going to happen in the area of finances and career, or rather that is where you're going to get the call, because enough of you are going to start feeling like just a job for a salary, if it's not aligned with your calling, if it is not aligned with your values, it doesn't cut it for you anymore. So enough of you are going to want to escape the chains of the 9-to-5. Enough of you are going to hear that call. Enough of you are going to hear the call of going at it alone, meaning either becoming an entrepreneur or becoming a freelancer or doing taking a massive career shift, like from a dentist to an acupuncturist or healer, energy healer, something along those lines. A lot of people are going to be called into the esoteric field and energy work. And by the way, a lot more people are going to want and seek those services. So it's like a resurgence on both fronts. People willing to, or needing, or thirsty to receive the energy healing, and people willing and ready to give the energy healing. Supply and demand are going to get aligned. So a lot of massive shifts in your career field. Now, for those of you that are going to resist the call, there is going to be an opportunity for you to maintain the status quo for a few more years. But the longer you resist it, the more painful the separation is going to be. What do I mean by a painful separation? Eventually, you may get fired, and you may find yourself at a precipice of being fired from the job that you didn't like in the first place, but not feeling like you're in control of the moment. And that, you know, would happen not on your timeline and not according to your planning or your perfect blueprint, but according to when the universe chose to deliver a kick in the proverbial butt for you. I'm just saying. So a lot of shifts are coming in the area of your career. And, oh God, even identity. Not that that is usually considered like a big chunk of like an area of your life, like identity, because most people's identities remain quite fixed. But in 2024, that's not going to be the case. You may literally wake up one day having a whole new identity. You may wake up one day having hatched as a different breed or a different species, if that makes sense, right? Energetically, you just be like, whoa, I identify as something else entirely. Some of you are going to remember your star family. Some of you are going to remember that you're an angelic, etc., right? Massive remembrances of past lives. Just like out of nowhere. It's like the veil is becoming thin for the ones that are ready to see. The ones that have the eyes and the ears massive shifts, massive upgrades in the year 2024. Okay, let's look at what's going to happen in the area of your health. Ooh, 2024, challenging year for health, especially if you have chronic conditions, not an easy year because the shedding is going to have to happen. You're still required to keep shedding the old energies because you cannot walk into the new earth with the old earth shoes, if that makes sense. Your entire system is going to have to be upgraded. Solar activity through the roof next year. Through the roof. You think you've seen anything? You haven't seen. You haven't seen what the sun can do yet. 2024 is going to show you. Don't be afraid, though. This is not a fear-mongering episode. This is the embrace the ride episode. This is the reminder that the ride is meant to be a roller coaster. You signed up for a roller coaster. So no, don't expect smooth sailing. It's going to be the ups and the downs. But you know what? It can be fun if you let it. So in the area of health, certain chronic conditions are becoming acute. Circulatory system. So heart conditions, blood, all of that. Reproductive system are going to be front and center, these two. They're very connected to the Divine Mother, right? So the blood is like it's like water in the organism. So a lot of issues of the heart space are going to come up because a lot of the wounding needs to be shed. And the reproductive health also comes through front and center. Remember, if you find yourself amidst a serious diagnosis next year, understand that you're meant to be shedding something and you're not. So ask yourself, what is it that I'm meant to release and leave behind? What is the energy, a pattern, a habit that I am meant to drop right now and drop it? Because that is the only way that you could align with a disease next year is by resisting change. Resisting change internally or resisting change externally. The next year is also going to be a heated year from the political perspective. So like it feels like the energy of unrestricted, unrestrained fire. Usually you get this like restlessness in the years where like revolutions happen or some like big shifts, big changes happen. It's like it's like people are just like, they're like not willing to take the BS anymore. And so you're going to see a lot of people out on the streets protesting. You're going to see people being unhappy about the status quo. You're going to see some people not being able to see eye to eye with others. So there's a lot of unrest in general. It's definitely not a peaceful year. It's not a year of diplomacy. It's like the year of like, they're not giving me what I want. I want to freaking fight. That kind of energy. Despite the fact that it is the year of the mother. And that is another thing too, that's important to understand. We have come to associate femininity with meekness. But there are many facets to femininity, just like there are many facets to masculinity. And the Amazons and the female warrior is very much an archetype. And because the eight, figure eight, is infinity, it contains the entire spectrum of feminine energies from the meekest to the most warrior-like. And that is why next year, in the year 2024, you're going to be faced with the entire spectrum of the feminine energies from the loving, kindness, I don't know, compassion, and just like, almost like it feels like everybody's just elevated, and the level of community again is just so heartfelt. And like the female circle is coming back big time. Like conscious communities are coming back big time. Healing is coming back big time. But at the same time, the warrior archetype is like front and center. That Amazon archetype, the queen of the Amazons, like hitting targets and like just being mad, and the sacred rage is real, you guys, next year. The mother's sacred rage is real. It's like the volcanic eruption. Certain things need to be cleansed. Certain things need to go. And because of that, you know, the mother is going to use her entire arsenal. She's not going to be meek. When she needs to cleanse something away from the face of planet Earth, she's not going to be shy about it. And if you think the mother or the femininity is meek or weak, think about the mother who needs to protect her children and what she's capable in that moment in time. The protectress archetype, because the protectress archetype is coming in front and center next year, and Gaia is going to protect herself. So you know, certain things in nature are going to happen to enable Gaia to protect itself from humanity, in the sense that enough may be enough, right? So she's going to have to put her foot down in certain places and be like, no, your behavior is going to have to change, and here's why, right? So there will be public displays of like points of no return, right? And the cries for realignment are going to be quite loud. So Gaia is going to start setting the record straight also next year, right? To be prepared. Okay, going back to other areas of your life, what else is coming through the pike? Let's look at relationships. Okay. A lot of births and a lot of deaths. And not just literally, but like figuratively. You're going to get into a lot of new relationships and you're going to lose a lot of old relationships. Much more so than normal. Much more so than normal. It's because it's the beginning of the cycle. Anytime there is a beginning of the cycle, the old you died away, the new you is here to play. And the new you is going to want a whole new set of friends, a whole new set of acquaintances, a whole new set of hobbies, etc. Like, it's you're going on a journey of self-exploration yet again, and you will surprise yourself yet again. So it's okay to let go next year. Because at the beginning of the cycle, when you lose a relationship or when you gain a relationship, it is divinely guided. It is meant to be. It is meant to be. And everybody becomes a super attractor, like in terms of relationships. And please know that if somebody's not aligned to you energetically, if you're no longer vibrating at the same frequency, no amount of holding on to that person is going to enable you to keep them in your life. Some people are just gonna have to go to make room for other people in your life. There are going to be a lot of tough conversations in year 2024 because there have been a lot of things in relationships that have not been said. And 2024 is a year of closure for a lot of relationships. A lot of the hidden things are going to become obvious. Some of the cheating scandals are going to come to the forefront. Like, whatever was hidden is going to be revealed. So a lot of that, some truths are going to be revealed in relationships and society at large. So, yeah, that's very, very interesting. There's a little bit of that rebellious streak with the children growing up, right? So if you're a parent, please understand that that fire of restlessness that is swiping the planet, that cleansing fire, is also going to be readjusting certain things for your family and your parent-child relationship in your life, right? And so your child may feel a little bit more rebellious. Your child may feel a little bit more, not even selfish, but like they know better than you, right? Like, your child is going to be a little bit less prone to taking advice from you or respecting your point of view or thinking like you know better. Like, children are coming into their like sovereignty, if that makes sense, really early these days. And they're really not going to take your opinion if that does not resonate with them. And so just have patience and understand that these are just the energies. And it's like they really need to work themselves out. Like, you cannot suppress them. You can't escape them. It's just like, let them run their course. It's not going to be like that forever with your child. If you feel like you've lost the closeness with your child, or you're no longer an authority figure for them, or they're hating you, it's just a temporary period. Children are going to rebel, and you're going to have to let them make their own mistakes. And that is their destiny. Children need to be like almost like become liberated and like liberate themselves. So unfortunately, you're going to have to let them pave their way a little bit and like do the things that they want to do. So that is very much the energy of like parent child. Great year for spirituality. A lot of awakenings happen. Like, awakenings are going to start happening at unprecedented rates. A lot of you are going to start uncovering and discovering new people to follow. A lot of new spiritual leaders are coming to the map kind of out of nowhere. Like, some people are really going to blow up, and all of a sudden they're seen and heard and everywhere, all over. And prior, you have not seen them before. A lot of people are going to be in the position to accept their spiritual calling. That is beautiful. A lot of people are going to be asked to share and speak their truth. So there's a massive system-wide call for opened throat chakras. And a lot of personal stories being shared, a lot of information being shared. But also the level of discernment of people is starting to be tuned up, right? in that sea of information, it's going to become a little bit easier for you guys to tell right from wrong, or, you know, falsehoods from truth, right? So it's like your barometers are starting to align finally and start pointing to the true north. And you're like, okay, well, finally, I know who to trust, right? So there's a little bit of that. In terms of finances, and I know I kind of touched upon career, there is a little bit of turmoil in finances. It's not the smooth sailing year. It's the year where some of you are going to lose a lot of money. It's the year where some of you are going to gain a lot of money. It's like the year to make wealth. How do you make sure you're in one and not the other camp? Mindset. It's all going to come down to trust. Trust the universe. And you're going to be tested, actually, on how much you trust your universe, how much you trust your world. If your trust is not there, you may end up in a camp of people that, you know, somehow finds yourself financially challenged. If you trust, though, your path, your sense of, like, if you cultivate your sense of self-worth instead of devaluing who you are and what you are, you're going to find that you just become like an incredible money magnet. And money just like flows from everywhere. Like, people want to work with you. And it's like, you don't even have to, like, if you're like an entrepreneur, if you're like, I don't know, like a freelancer or like a private practitioner, all of a sudden everybody wants to work with you. And like, there's like not enough hours in the day, right? So if you're aligned to your path, if you're aligned to your craft, and if you're in full integrity, you might find yourself building a lot of wealth next year and for the next 12 years as well. I see a lot of innovation also happening next year. A lot of you are going to start getting aha moments, like things that you're like, it's so obvious like that I need to do that, but like it was not obvious before, including scientific discoveries. But some of it is just more around, like, I know I'm meant to create this in the world and I have extreme clarity. So those kinds of aha moments. And it's because the mother is activating your pineal gland. And, you know, your third eye is going to start really working for you, working extra hours for you, right? So a lot of this new information is coming through. A lot of beautiful energies. Okay, let's look at what next year is good for. And what next year is not good for. Next year is good for reassessing and reevaluating. Like, just making sure that you're still okay with how things used to be. And you may want to reexamine every area of your life. And that is completely normal. You have to be asking yourself the question, okay, my relationships, do they still serve me? My, health, am I still okay with it? Do I need to change how and what I eat and how, you know, how active I am? Am I working out or not? Do I need to change my eating habits? Is it time for me to give up certain foods? Is it time for me to take my health seriously, right? Like, reexamine that. Reexamine the people that you spend your time with. Reexamine your hobbies. Because what used to serve you, you will notice, is not going to serve you. Some of you are going to be reexamining where you live. And you may hear a massive call to move even to another country or across the country, right? So hear the call, heed the, hear the nudges. What next year is good for is build aligned relationships. Relationships aligned with who you are, who you're meant to be. So you are meant to start finding your tribe next year. You're meant to. It's your God-given right. It's your birthright next year. Really, next year is really, really good for adopting a pet. Or it just kind of like, well, adopting from a shelter or just, you know, getting a new pet. Extremely good. It's fantastic. A lot of you are going to be called to reexamine how you educate your children. Homeschooling is going to become a lot more prevalent. So it's a really, really good year actually to break some rules, societal norms or whatever. And ask yourself the question of like, no, what is it that I want? What is it that I'm committed for my family? And how can I pull it off? And enough of you are going to be able to pull it off. Next year is actually really good to finally claim and choose yourself. If you are stuck in a romantic relationship with a person that clips your wings, doesn't enable your development or somehow holds you hostage, away from your potential, a person you're settling for deep down in your heart, or a person you're falling out of love with, next year is really the year to make a move and escape. Next year is fantastic to start planning for the next 12 years. Fantastic. Plan with abandon. Do vision boards. Make bold moves. Set great, large, big goals for yourself and go after them. Next year is fantastic for creative endeavors. Fantastic because 8 is a very creative number. And it's like big creativity. Like something that's really, really big. Meaning, not like writing a poem, but like, okay, what is the rest of your life looking like? Let's start setting those foundations. How high can we fly? How big can we dream? What is step one? What is step two? Next year is also really, really good for rebalancing your energy levels. Finally getting out of the grind of like chronic fatigue. It's also really, really good and auspicious for balancing out certain mental conditions that you may have, psychological conditions. So healing things like anxiety, healing things like depression, because 8 is an equalizer. It likes things in equal measure, right? And so it'll balance your energies inside so that you can be healed. And so you can stop being plagued by these. What else is next year good for? Making a fortune, actually, right? But it's almost like the fortune is going to favor the brave and the bold. Like if you're going to make moves, then the universe is going to be like, yes, this one's making moves. Yes, let's help them. If you're kind of like sitting and you're like, I don't want to be in action, then probably not. Then probably not. Next year is the year to be seen. Next year is the year to be heard. If you have something to say, next year is the year to set up your social media profile. So that is what next year is really good for. What is next year really bad for? Settling in the status quo. If you don't want to grow, if you don't want to make changes, it could be a very challenging year for you. Really challenging. If you don't want to hear the call and if you don't want to pursue what, you know, spirit wants you to do, it could be really challenging because you may find yourself losing certain things and your electric appliances just breaking down and they're just like, some weird, not great synchronicity is happening. And that's how you know you're in resistance to the energies. So being in resistance specifically next year is not a good idea. So try to lean in as much as possible. If you find yourself in resistance, use the energy of water within and without. Take longer showers, take baths, ask yourself, where can I be more flexible? Where am I too rigid? Where am I not letting go? Right? Not letting go is not a thing to do next year. Letting go is a thing to do next year. Holding on to past relationships, holding on to, I don't know, apartments that no longer serve you or jobs that no longer serve you. Really bad idea. Really bad idea. The one thing that you may be, just like a warning, right? Your mind is a little bit clouded. Like there's not that clarity of thinking around like certain interpersonal issues. And despite a lot of things coming to the forefront, your judgment may not be at the all-time high because judgment is not the domain of the mother. Mother is intuition. Mother is a hunch. Mother is a feeling. Logic may not be at the all-time high. So if you need to be very straight up, like in your logic, that may not be the best year. It may also be hard for you to make judgments, like business, certain business decisions or certain business calls. So that could be challenging. Although the intuition could help, right? So it's leaning into the feminine beauty. Let's look at the highlights of the year in terms of the months that are going to be most auspicious, most activating, just best months of the year. And actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to like just really quickly go through the months and like describe the energies. January is going to be a lot of setup, like a lot of setting things up. It's not going to feel like you're making much progress in January. It's like literally prep work, a little bit of a grind in January. February is a sacred pause. So it's like, you're like, it's as if you have been gathering your stuff to go on a trip, all of a sudden the trip was delayed. So February is going to feel like a little bit like, ugh. But take the time for the sacred pause. Take the time for hibernation. February is really good for that. March, things start picking up real nice. March, April, May, fantastic. Very sun-filled, very active, very happy-go-lucky. A lot of positive change happening. June, the month of alignment. Like really, it's going to feel like you're sitting on the throne. All of a sudden, like things start coming to you and you're just this monarch, right? So it's a lot of like alignment. It's a lot of like sovereignty is coming front and center. You know, being able to manifest, including instantly manifest, is the month of June. Month of July is the harvesting. Harvesting is coming earlier this year. You see, not in the fall, but harvesting in the sense of unexpected gifts and little like things. And all of a sudden, just things are aligning. That is July. August is the month of big ups and big downs. Some unexpected things are happening. A lot of news. August is going to be very news filled. September is the respite. It's the rest, the month of rest. But it's also very airy. It feels like air. It feels like you're able to breathe in with your lungs, like breathe in. It's almost like you're in the mountains and the breath is really, really easy. And then the end of the year is going to be very charged and fast-paced change, a little bit challenging energetically. October, November, December is going to feel a little bit like a drag. A little bit like a, you know, there's a lot of drudgery, but also a little bit of the heavy stuff that is going to need to be released prior to 2025. But overall, I would say there's like energetically, there's a lot more positivity in the year 2024 than there is negativity. And remember, you are going to be faced front and center with your own femininity. You're going to have to be asked and invited to solve your problems and to face life's challenges with your feminine sides and feminine facets, not your masculine. What does it mean? Things like intuition, things like compassion, things like kindness, things like acts of service, things like love, things like factoring in the community and like doing things together, things like leaning into your tribe, leaning into your family, healing your lineage, spending some quality time with family, all of those things, right? That is what you're being asked to do. At the same time, remember, you're being asked to step into your sacred service and hear the call of the divine. So pay attention. Have your ears perked up, because the stuff that's going to come through is going to be life-changing and life-altering. The year of the hatching is a beautiful year. It quite literally sets up the foundations for the rest of your life, not just the next 12 years. So who you're going to hatch as is going to really determine your future. So allow yourself to spread your wings. Allow yourself to leave the caged, the victimized, the martyred part of yourself in the past and step into yourself fully. Step into the light. My darlings, it's going to be a beautiful year. I could not be more excited for the second portal of light, for the second gate of light to be opened, because you know what happens when the gate of light opens? It's like massive amounts of upgrades and ascension codes are going to hit planet Earth at unprecedented speeds. And the only thing you need to worry about is how quickly you can receive. So open your floodgates for receiving. Become a sponge. Soak it up. And you're going to thank me later. I am sending you such a big virtual hug and so much love. And I know that you can do it. Thank you. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye, loves.